American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 867. Here is the translated text as follows. James Thompson. Calendar. Different political opinions, furnished with the same materials of information, would form conclusions diametrically opposite. Let them take for their guide the vindication of the Constitution of the United States. Many were perfectly satisfied that the President of the United States, instead of approving the federal Constitution, was of the opinion that a government composed of an hereditary chief magistrate, a Senate, and a House of Commons or representatives chosen by the people was better calculated than any other to secure the liberties and promote the happiness of the people. I will avow that I have no doubt that such was the opinion of the President. However, others might think, and many had said, that the fair inference was that he was cordially attached to the principles on which the Constitution of the United States was constructed. What the President's principles had been, therefore, was a question about which there would forever be a difference of opinion. If the assertion made by the traverser was not capable of being proved or disproved, the privilege of giving the truth in evidence was a nullity. A jury of one party would not believe it when given. A jury of the other party would not require it to be given. Now, delay was of great consequence to the traverser. Not only his little property, but his liberty was at stake. He wished to have time to defend himself by counsel who felt competent to the task they were to perform. As for the United States at large, an immediate trial could be of no sort of consequence, nor could it be of any moment to the party who, it is said, has been libeled. The reputation of the President of the United States must forever rest on the opinion of a virtuous and intelligent people. Standing on its mighty basis, it could never be affected by the abuse or declamation of an individual, especially an obscure and friendless foreigner. Mr. Nicholas, we conceive that the testimony of Mr. Giles is extremely important. He will prove, as Mr. Callender has stated in his affidavit, that Mr. Adams, the President. Note, the text seems to be an excerpt from a historical document or speech, and some of the language reflects the style of that period.